This is John Batchelor. There is a new president-elect in South America. His name is Javier Milei with the Beatles haircut. I spoke with Professor Evan Ellis, Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. That's the think tank for the Joint Chiefs. We spoke of Javier Milei, his domestic policy, but particularly of his foreign policy. He's named a new foreign minister, and the neighborhood is puzzling. They've got a left-of-center socialist pink-tied to the west. That would be Chile. Same thing to the east. That would be Brazil. Uruguay and Paraguay, not so much. But the whole of South America these last years has turned to the what is called the pink-tied. And now Javier Milei, a self-described libertarian, comes along, neither right nor left, talking about privatization, dollarization, deregulation. But the foreign policy, what about that? The neighborhood, where there are many dangers, including Hezbollah. Here's Professor Ellis on the foreign policy of President-elect Javier Milei.
Well, John, first of all, at the personal level, what you're seeing is the classic clubby nature of Latin American politics, where leaders, despite their profound disagreement, try to maintain a certain level of decorum and get along. But it's interesting to read between the lines. And so, again, Lula, who Milei called on the trail, not only authoritarian, but one of my favorites, an angry communist. You have people close to Lula saying that Milei will need to apologize to Lula before they ever can expect to have a bilateral. Boric was interesting. His statement, again, I thought Boric was very, again, eloquent and really rose to the occasion. But it was interesting, even Boric, the most important thing that he did was congratulating Massa for essentially his recognition of his loss, which was an allusion to things that had happened in the United States and Brazil and in other places. And it was interesting that you saw for example, Luis Lacalle Pou, who's on the center right in Uruguay, he talked about the many things that Uruguay was looking forward to working with Milei. So there was kind of a wink at wanting to favoring Milei's free market orientation, one of a relatively small number in the region. You had others, such as, for example, Gustavo Petro, who is the most sour grapes of them all, talking about a victory by the far right and a sad day for Argentina. But I think overall, what you're seeing is that the leaders of the region kind of putting on a good face with some implications between the line, suggesting at least initially they want to work with him before. But I think we'll very quickly see the knives come out. And I think we're going to see also some pretty dramatic changes by Argentina in foreign policy, because frankly, whereas you need legislative support to do most of the important things that Milei has talked about in domestic policy, there's a lot more latitude. We've seen that on the left and in the right. There's a lot more latitude in what Milei can do with respect to foreign policy and defense policy in terms of Russia, in terms of China, in terms of Iran, in terms of Israel, in terms of the United States. And so I think, frankly, from Mercosur to Argentina's foreign policy orientation, this will fundamentally change the dynamics of Latin America on the foreign policy stage, even before it has any substantial changes on the domestic arena.
Thank you.